You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Someday you should decide you no longer want to hide. Remember that for me, you were always in plain sight.
Clinging to our skin, that's new from The Spider Accomplice featuring VK Lynn. My next guest lives out in North Hollywood in California. She is singer, writer, model, actor, and co-founder of Eve's Apple. VK Lynn is the songwriter and vocalist behind The Spider Accomplice and has just released a new single, a cover of It Hurts, with Lords of the Trident singer Ty Christian. VK Lynn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Hello. VK Lynn, are you there? I'm going to try one more time. Can I hear you? Well, you know, this is live radio. Sometimes we have errors. Are you there?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, I finally got an eye. I pushed the right button. Hello, VK Lynn. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, finally. VK Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
You are also a performer, a poet, and a priestess of pink. For those who are not familiar with your pink hair, tell us, who is VK Lynn?
Oh, my goodness. So VK Lynn has been bouncing around the rock and metal scene for longer than she will admit. and I've been in a bunch of bands that you've probably heard of here and there. But right now, my main focus is The Spider Accomplice, which is kind of the band that I always dreamed of, essentially. So it's really my baby. Me and my partner write all the songs together, and we really feel like we're doing something unique. So we're pretty stoked about it.
And VK, the last time I saw you here in Madison was at a Max Inc. show for Halloween in October 2014, opening up for White Empress. Featuring your good friend,
yes.
Mary Zimmer, and you just put out a single with Ty Christian. Tell us about your Madison connection.
So it's interesting because Mary, you know, I mean, Mary was a Wisco girl for a while there, and we obviously were really good friends, and so when Empress went on tour and she took us with, it was a great time. We were like, this is going to be amazing, but we did a bunch of dates in Wisconsin, and I really enjoyed it. It was a whole new scene for me. I had not ever been to Wisconsin, and I kind of fell in love with it.
Wow.
I was like, every place we went, this was just the experience I had, but every place we went, I felt like the fans were so welcoming and so open to new music,
yeah.
And it was really refreshing. It was really refreshing because out in L.A., you know, I mean, everybody's a musician or an actor. Everyone's trying to do something. So it's, you know, hard to impress anybody. But I felt like in Wisconsin, people came out to really hear the music and to discover something new, and they were really into it. So that was just glorious to me. I remember the band saying, can we stay here forever?
Wow.
I'm like, I know, this is like, it was like Disneyland. We were like, yay, we love Wisconsin. The only thing we didn't like was the cold, because wow, was it cold that year.
We just got our first snow just now tonight.
Oh my! It was 93 here today. I know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Go home, California. You're drunk. When I decided to do this cover song, I actually reached out to Mary because I said, you know, I need a really good tenor, and do you happen to have one off the top of your head? Because I've been struggling to find someone that I feel like would fit this. And she said, you know, you need to hit up Ty. And I knew Ty tangentially. I had met him at NAMM, and, you know, just kind of through Mary, I'd met him here and there, but we had never really, you know, chatted or anything. And I said, well, do you think this is something he'd be into? Because it's not usual Lords of the Trident fare, you know? And she said, no, I'd check him out. So I hit him up, and he was, if you know Ty, you know, he's game for pretty much anything. You know? So he was like, yeah, let's do it. And he jumped right in, and I couldn't have been happier with what he did. I mean, he threw all of his energy into the vocals and into the video. It's full time. He went full time.
We'll talk about that song in just a second, but we just heard Clinging to Our Skin by your new band, The Spider Accomplice. Tell us about this band, and I hear you're playing the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood on my birthday, November 15th.
Yes. See, hop on a plane and we'll get you a free pass in.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I know, right? Like, oh. The Spider Accomplice, it's only two people now. We say we're like the Eurythmics or Roxette or the Thompson Twins, because it's just the two of us. But it's actually been a really good process. When we opened for Empress, we weren't the Spider Combos then. We were under a different name. It was a different gang of guys, and we were playing different music, you know. And in that band of five people, the two people who probably had the least in common were myself and Arno. And we're the two that ended up, we were kind of the last two standing. Because when that band kind of dissolved and went to pieces, me, Arno, and the drummer stuck together and formed the Spider Accomplice. And then the drummer actually went back to his homeland of Michigan, and it left me and Arno. And we decided, you know, we're writing the songs anyway, and we know what we want. And there is nothing more tour-friendly than a two-person band.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you can throw us in a Pinto. I'm like, we're probably the only band that can travel in a Mini Cooper if we need to. So we're like, well, let's see if we can do this. Let's see what... So we got to work, and Arno is really, really talented, and he definitely plays it close to the vest, but he programmed everything that needed to be programmed that we couldn't play live. And so we just run it off the laptop now. And honestly, if the two of us exert enough energy on stage, you don't miss the rhythm section. Would we love to have one someday? Probably, yeah. But for right now, it really helps us to keep control of the creative vision, keep control of personalities, because there's no secrets now. We know each other. You know, there's very little we can do to surprise each other. And like I said, for a label or a booking agency, I mean, throw us in a car and away we go. I mean, you just give us a place to plug in and we're good.
Wow.
So it seemed to be the smartest move.
That's a great strategy. Well, you know, back to one of the latest things to happen is the release of this cover song, It Hurts, with Ty Christian. I don't know who did this song originally, but tell us about this song and how it came together again.
Okay, so the song was originally done by Beth Hart and Bjorn Streven, who is a Dutch, artist. And we couldn't find him right now. Like, we don't know what he's doing right now. This song came out, you know, a good long time ago. Not that long, but long enough that I don't know what he's doing. I'm sure he's out there doing something, but we tried to reach him through Facebook and whatnot, and we could not reach him. So I'm hoping through the grapevine he has seen it, and I hope he's happy with it. But Beth Hart has always been a big inspiration to me. She is, if you're not familiar with Beth Hart, man, get familiar. Mm. You have not lived until you've seen Beth Hart. She is a blues goddess. That's all there is to it. She sang at the Kennedy Center. She is amazing. And, she is balls to the wall. Some people have said she's Janis Joplin reincarnated, but she's Beth. She's just Beth fucking Hart. And I met her out here in LA, and she kind of became somewhat of a mentor to me, and gave me some really good advice, and seemed to kind of always pop up whenever I was having a tragedy or something. It would seem like I would run into Beth. And I always said to my husband, one of the things I wanted to do someday was I wanted to cover one of her songs, but not one that was very famous or very well known, because those are best, you know, but pick one that meant something to me, but that other people might not know. And that's what It Hurts was. It's a perfect example of Beth just like bleeding through her voice. You know, she's definitely been an inspiration for me of how to just be raw, to just put it out there. I know sometimes in our genre, it's about singing correctly, singing very, very correctly, and who has the best chops and who has the most polished voice. And that's where I think the Spider Accomplice differs, because I do not have that. I sing with his emotion. That's all I've got. I'm just an open, gushing wound. And so there's a blues influence to our symphonic metal that we feel like isn't, we haven't heard much of yet. So it's different, and it's not for everybody. And we get that. It's not for everybody, but it's what we do. And, you know, as they always say, don't try to be somebody else. That person's already taken. So we're not doing that. We are what we are. And I really kind of wanted to show with It Hurts that it doesn't matter what genre it is. It doesn't matter what band you're from, a good song is a good song. And so that's why I got, you know, a power metal guy to sing. And then we got Timo Summers from Delane on guitar. And Timo just understood exactly what I was trying to do right from jump. As soon as I talked to him about it, it was amazing. He put the orchestration together in like 2 days. It was just, and sent it back. He's like, is this what you're thinking? I'm like, oh my God, yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking, dude. And then Dan, the drummer, he's from like an industrial project, but we decided we'd all come together and see what we can do with this thing, bring our different kinds of metal to this song and still try to do it justice. And so that's why we did it. And I thought it was a good introduction for people into the new Spider Accomplice music that's going to be coming out of this blues-influenced symphonic metal.
Now, how can people find that online?
It Hurts is on Spotify, on my Spotify. If you go to VK Lynn, there I am. Just look for the pink. And it's on YouTube as well. And yeah, go check out the video. Let us know what you think. We worked really hard on it, and Ty and I just wetted balls, I'm telling you. I don't know if I can say that. Can I say that?
You can say balls.
Is that what? Okay. Yeah. We definitely sweated balls making that video. So we'd love your feedback because we had fun. It was great.
Now, are you coming to perform in Wisconsin anytime soon?
Oh, man. We would love to. We would so love to. But you know how, I mean, you've been in this business a long time. Yeah. You know how it goes. It has to be, you know, there has to be a situation where we can hit a few places, and we'd love to come with another band, because if you come all by yourself, yeah, you know, it's a harder row to hoe.
Tough.
So the record label we're on right now, there's a lot of really awesome female-fronted bands on that one. So I'm hoping that maybe we can get together and maybe take a little package tour out, you know. But I've told everyone, the Midwest is where it's at, man. That's where it is. That's where people love new music.
Now, you're the co-founder of Eve's Apple. Quickly, what is Eve's Apple?
Well, Eve's Apple is no more, but when it was kicking and extant, it was Lisa Middlehouse from Xandria. It was her baby. She had the idea and contacted me, Mary Zimmer, Melissa Fairlock, Kirsten Bischoff. That's right, Kirsten Bischoff, and Maxie Nell. And we were like, we called ourselves First Five Redwood Original. And so she said, I want to put together a community of women in metal supporting each other and showing everyone that it was right on the heels of the whole, you know, Taria, Annette, you know how the battles of the singers. Mm-hmm. And we were just kind of tired of it because none of us want that. None of us are backstage, you know, mud wrestling, despite the male fantasy. we just want to sing, man. And half the time, we want to do duets and stuff and sing with each other. You know, we just want to hang out and have fun like the guys do. And there's this weird mystique of women pitted against women. And we just wanted to kind of shoot that down and be like, no, that's not what it's about. We're here for each other. It's not a competition. There is room for more than one woman in metal. Oh, my God. There's room for tons of us. So Lisa's like, so not sure 100% what it's going to look like, but let's get after it. And we did. We started off as just kind of a support site where we wrote articles about issues that we were dealing with. And then we started just helping each other out. And then we started working on each other's projects. I made a record called Vita Nova. And every single song on there was either a duet or a group song with girls in Eve's Apple, with Helen Vogt, Gogo Malone, Maxie Nill, Eliana Zakharagi, which I always say it with a lot of energy because I tell her that's an embarrassment of consonants, Zakharagi, and Grace Meriden, and Kirsten sang with me. You know, we just had a lot of fun getting to this. Now, granted, because most of those girls are overseas, we had to do a lot of files throwing back and forth, but we did it. And when we did it, people were kind of surprised. Yeah, I remember someone actually contacting me and saying, but why would you want to share the vocal spotlight with another woman? And I'm like, why wouldn't I? What can be more fun than singing with your friends? Like, you can harmonize, you have different timbres. Like, we're not just a one size fits all, oh, it's a woman voice. There it is, woman voice. No, that's not what we are. And So by the time we ended, we had 50 women from, I believe, 20 different countries in Eve's Apple. And we performed twice in Belgium at Metal Female Voices Fest as collectives. And it was really magical. And I've made lifelong friends from it. And Lisa really deserves all of the credit because it was her brainchild. And don't be sleeping on Lisa Middlehouse. She is a force of nature.
Wow. It really sounds incredible. It sounds like hanging out with a bunch of drummers.
There you go.
VK Lynn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight from North Hollywood, California. Absolutely. On Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Well, thanks for having me. It was lovely.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Let's listen to the new single with VK Lynn, Ty Christian, Timo Summers, and Dan Haggerty. This is It Hurts. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Just yeah.
Yeah, all right, man. That was cool. Abstract. I was looking around. I know they're playing somewhere. I can't find them on my sheet, but I'll tell you what. You know, you can always go to maxincradio.com and see the full music schedule for everywhere in Madison, including the heavy bands.